More than 1,000 city workers gathered in front of San Francisco City Hall on Wednesday to express deep concern about potential cuts to public services in Mayor Daniel Lurie's budget, which is set to be presented on June 1st. San Francisco faces a projected $817.5 million budget shortfall over the next 2 years, and protesters fear the mayor will attempt to address the deficit through cuts to public services. Meanwhile, Airbnb and other large companies, including Lyft and Uber, are suing the city for $415 million in tax relief, over half the city's total projected budget deficit. President of SEIU 1021, Teresa Rutherford, urged the mayor to prioritize public workers over corporate interests.
The budget will not be balanced on the working people of San Francisco and who keep this community running, who keeps this community thriving, and who are the basic foundation to the success of this community. And so, yes.
Protesters called on the mayor to instead hold companies like Airbnb accountable to pay their fair share in taxes. President of Local 21 IFPTE Bianca Polavina outlined some of the impacts San Franciscans could face if services were cut.
We're going to keep fighting for the budget we deserve because we know if Airbnb doesn't pay, we all are going to pay. That means if Airbnb doesn't pay their fair share of taxes, we don't have clean streets, we don't have muni, we don't have libraries, we don't have parks. We don't have the things we all deserve because billionaires want to feast and starve the rest of us.
Throughout the rally, speakers made it clear they will not stop fighting to protect public services and plan to be back to City Hall once the mayor's budget is announced. For KPFA, I'm Alice Audison.